through the top stories of the day for Thursday, September the 19th, and you'll see in the first chapter in the book a picture of Ken Kessler and Doug Steffen.
Ta-da.
Here to discuss what's going on. What is it about this Navy Yard guy that seems to be getting people the focus on him and what he did is appropriate? His mother, talking to reporters in New York, says she's sorry. His actions and the things that he was all about, she didn't understand, obviously. He served as a naval reservist from 2007 to 2011. Did you know that the gunman earned the National Defense Service Medal on May 8th, 2007? That was the day he reported to recruit training. The award went to Alexis for actively serving in the military during the years since the terrorism attacks. The medal awarded during wartime, including the Korean War, the Vietnam War, during Desert Shield. Alexis was also awarded the Global War on Terrorism Medal after his initial recruitment. Pentagon did not provide a specific date Alexis was awarded the medal. Now, that medal is awarded to military personnel who have, in some fashion, domestically or internationally, supported the global war on terrorism. And it includes, quote, maintaining loading weapons systems for combat missions, securing installations against terrorism, augmenting command posts or crisis action teams, and processing personnel for deployment. The confirmation that Alexis achieved the rank of aviation electricians made third class, working on aircraft electrical systems, came yesterday. According to the report, Alexis was honorably discharged after a pattern of misconduct. The official that gave that information out did not detail the misconduct. So, did you know that about him, Kenny?
I had heard there's a lot of stories going on about him, but I think what most people are concerned about is there doesn't seem to be a reason, and we may never know why he did this.
Yeah.
No. There doesn't seem to be a clear path to it. And you've been talking a lot about the misinformation that has come about since this thing took place 3 days ago. The fantastically overdone, because of the 24-hour news cycle, the focus on getting the story, not right, just first, and then we'll sweep up afterwards. It's kind of like, I mean, it's appropriate in Washington because they do everything. They vote first, and then they figure out what's in the bill afterwards, right? Shoot first, aim later. So, in this circumstance, it seems to be a part of what to expect in Washington, but it's just the general trend of the news media to be inaccurate and not care really about accuracy, right?
Yeah, they just got to be first. They got to be able to tweet out whatever they think they might know and make sure that they get the byline and that they're first.
All right. So, speaking of tweeting out, what are people on Twitter and Facebook saying about the latest on the gunman, the latest on the gun control issue, the latest on Starbucks? All these things seem to be woven together as the week moves on.
A lot of the conversation is about Starbucks asking their customers not to bring guns into their store. Patricia says, since Starbucks became a gun-free zone, you won't ever have to worry about me stopping by there.
Mm-hmm.
Josh says, if I'm paying $6 for a cup of coffee, I'll drive up to the counter in a blanking tank if I want to.
Great. Isn't that wonderful? Thank you, sir, for that enlightenment. 888-302-3684. Meanwhile, on the Syrian front, Russia has called the UN report concluding that the nerve gas sarin used in the attack on Damascus one-sided and distorted. Russia went on to say it provided the UN with data proving that the chemicals were used by the rebels. The UN hit back saying findings are indisputable. The UN report released this week did not place blame for the attacks, claimed that the rocket found on the attack site had Cyrillic writings on it. What is Cyrillic? That's Arabic, isn't it? What is that? What's Cyrillic?
Maybe that's whatever. That's Syrian, maybe? I don't know.
It's spelled with a C, not with an S. Maybe we ought to figure that out. I'd like to know what that means, that term. Let's get us. Well, I don't want to have anybody have the wrong information here, Kenny. Can't have that. 888-302-3684. All right, so we'll figure out what Cyrillic is. And we got a lot of other things. The usual, I think the course of events here on the Good Day program has to do with how much information we can get out, how stimulating we can be, and I suppose sort of a sidelight is how much fun we can have with some of these issues. 13 past the hour on the Thursday Good Day program.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Book a room and stay between August 15th and September 30th this year and save 10, 15, or even 20%. The longer you stay, the more you save. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done.
It's back. For tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snap. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands, the winning lineup this football season.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Do you have a used musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you for cash. You don't even need to be a musician. Look at attics and basements because we're buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Trade-In Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll pay cash for qualified used gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. Plus, find awesome deals throughout the store, like ukuleles just $29.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our four-day super sale, September 20th through the 23rd. With 40% off our great paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at SherwinWilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details.
If you've been looking for Pandora jewelry, look no further. You'll find it at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
Life has its moments. Make them unforgettable with Pandora charms, rings, and bracelets from Jared. Jared has an outstanding Pandora collection.
It can only be Jared!
Visit Jared September 19th through the 22nd and receive a free Pandora clasp bracelet or bangle with your Pandora purchase of $100 or more while supplies last.
Hey, Doug, Stephan, good day program. Ask a question and you will get an answer. We got a number of people who called us to explain that Cyrillic, S-Y-R-I-L-L-I-C, writing is Russian or Eastern, I guess, Slavic. That alphabet is called Cyrillic. Cyrillic. Two L's. Cyrillic. All right? Got that, Kenny?
Got it.
Managed to get the right answer on that deal. All right, thank you for making that an important part. It's always good to have help. We can always use unpaid staff. So help yourself. 888-302-3684. Meanwhile, Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff says she will not visit Washington next month because she's ticked off. She's not happy about the revelations that the NSA has been spying on her personal communications. But the schedule, the UN General Assembly will make it hard for her to avoid Mr. Obama because they're speaking back to back at the 68th General Assembly. But I can imagine that the people would be upset. What business do we have monitoring her personal communications? Thank you, Mr. Snowden.
But I would think most countries would expect that and are probably doing the same.
They're listening to us? Imagine.
Yeah, I'm sure that they're listening or they're doing their best to spy on us. Just as and they have to they have to know that we're doing the same thing.
The New Yorker magazine had a story that determined Brazil was chosen as a top target of the NSA because of the transatlantic submarine cables. I don't understand that. Well, I suppose they want to make sure. What does that have to do with monitoring the president's personal communication? I don't get that one. What am I missing there?
Maybe she's going to order some more nuclear materials.
Yeah, right.
On the phone.
Let's get into some gossip. You want a little gossip, boys and girls?
Sure.
Liam Hemsworth offered to let Miley Cyrus keep her ring. He spent $250,000 on a 3.5-carat diamond to give that little twerp. She's 20 years old. He's 23. Where does he get $250,000? Is he that big a deal?
I don't know.
Liam Hemsworth? Michael, what do you know about him?
I'll take that ring.
He an actor?
He's an actor of some sort. There's some brothers. There's a couple of brothers, I think. Anyway, I don't get that. Oof. $250,000 for a ring. Anybody listening to this program anywhere have a ring that's worth $250,000? It's wonderful if that's what you want to do. It's your money. But that whole, there's a business in my heart about those sorts of things and whether that means that you're going to be a good partner. What does that got to do with anything except showing off? And that seems to be what Miley Cyrus is all about, so maybe they're a perfect couple, even though they aren't going to be married now, apparently.
Sad. No, he was in the Hunger Games.
He was in the Hunger Games? Right.
That's why he had $250,000 to throw away.
Apparently. Kate Moss is going to be bearing it all for the 60th anniversary of Playboy. She has been described by many as a supermodel. She appears on the cover of the January issue. She said, quote, talking about the face of Burberry, the biggest supermodel in the world, on the cover of Playboy. The perfect partner for us, says the editor, to help us launch the next 60 years. Playboy's been around for 60 years.
Wow.
So I don't remember when I saw my first, I think I was probably 16, 17 years old, and I saw Playboy for the first time. And thought, this was actually pretty cool. How many of you, honestly now, men and women, when you saw Playboy for the first time, thought it was cool? Really and truly, come on. Both men and women. When I was in college, the women were actually more eager to read it or look at stuff that was going on there than the men were. And I don't know if that's still the case or not, but it is kind of interesting to see the Playboy still around. It's 21 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Controversy lately about Cher. I've always thought Cher was kind of cool. She's been described well as a pop diva. You look at the outfits that she's worn over the years, and just to gotten sort of a gander at the way that she conducts herself, she's an interesting, entertaining lady. Been around for a long time. She decided she wanted to be heard on Miley Cyrus. If not on Miley, like there's a radio show called Miley Cyrus. She was talking, somebody interviewed her and said, "Hey, what did you think about Miley Cyrus's performance?" She said, quote, "I don't give a sh- if she comes out naked."
Just be better.
Do better. She went on to comment saying, quite, "She can't dance. Her body looked like hell. The song wasn't great. One cheek was hanging out. And chick, don't stick out your tongue if it's coated." That's something about her that I find very interesting and engaging. All right, speaking of that, 25 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Time for us now to get a sort of insight to what went on last night on the late night shows. And because Arsenio Hall is new this week, let's see if we can today and tomorrow sort of tune in, Kenny, to his monologue. Here he begins by giving a common saying, a twist.
You all know who Sarah Gilbert is, right?
Yes, yes.
I used to watch her when she was little on Roseanne. Sarah Gilbert told the audience on her daytime talk show, The Talk, that the first time she realized that she was gay was when she made out with Johnny Galecki from the Big Bang Theory. Yeah. Poor Johnny. Because you know the old saying, once you go Galecki, you want to make out with Becky.
The CEO of Starbucks is asking customers to stop bringing guns into the coffee chain stores. Yeah. He said, it's our job to rob you guys. That's true. $9 for a cup of coffee. It's true, though. Starbucks announced they don't want customers bringing guns into their stores. Yeah. Meanwhile, Dunkin' Donuts said there is nothing you can bring in here that's more dangerous than what we serve.
Oh, and here we go again, folks. Here we go again. The White House has now directed federal agencies to prepare for a government shutdown if Democrats and Republicans fail to find a budget compromise by the end of September, like October 1st. You know, I say shut the government down. Let these people go out in the real world and trying to find a job, okay? See how they like it, okay? They will never find a job. Exactly.
Some pretty big news, actually, just announced. North Korea said that it's ready to resume nuclear talks with the U.S. for the first time in 5 years.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's pretty good, right? But President Obama said it's going to be pretty awkward. Not talking to North Korea, but having to thank Dennis Rodman. That is just, I mean, got a
He said he's going to do it.
So let's get to Wendy Williams, who in her daytime program answers some pretty interesting questions from members of the audience. Here she discusses whether a woman ought to continue having a fling that she's having.
I've been dating a guy for about 7 months. We seem to really like each other. He's a fitness freak. Muscles, very nice. He's admitted that he's a secret chubby chaser. So the fact of the matter is he'd rather be seen in public with a thin, fit woman.
Right.
And is a little ashamed that I'm plus size.
And he calls you after midnight and comes over, you do the dirty.
Oh, he sure enough does.
And then he leaves.
Uh-huh.
So what's your question to me?
Do I continue dating this? We're having a good time. It's nice. It's fun. But is it shutting off other men? Other good things that could happen? Should I quit it?
Well, it is, but you realize that since he's not your boyfriend, you are still allowed to date any man that you want. I insist.
Okay. Use the new part to me.
Wait a minute. You're a single woman who only dates one man at a time?
That's an interesting way of looking at it, isn't it? How about men dating more than one woman at a time? Tisk, tisk, 28 after. This is a good day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Mary Madeline and Ron Reagan, coming right up.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it. You don't do anything but think about it.
What are we going to do if we lose the house? Where are we going to go?
At work.
I can't let anybody find out. I'm so embarrassed.
At dinner.
How can I tell the kids? It's going to wreck their lives.
And at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I don't know what to do. I don't know how to get through this. What's going to happen to us?
It's time to stop thinking. It's time to start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options.
I'm all alone.
No, you're not. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. And now there are more ways to help, but the program ends soon. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question from Madeline and Reagan. What do you think of Obama and Kerry's argument that if we don't punish Assad now for his use of chemical weapons, it will only encourage him and other dictators to do it again in the future?
This is the complicating factor here. Most people agree that Obama made a mistake when he set the red line and essentially said, if Assad uses chemical weapons, we will go and do something about it. Had he said the international community ought to react, he'd be on much firmer ground here, because this is the best argument for doing something.
We have selective enforcement. It's like every high school girl knows this about high school boys. The more they talk, the less they got. They've been talking too much and doing too little, and that's what the region does not think like we think.
I'm Mark Green. That was your Both Sides Minute with Ron Reagan.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, colon enhancer, sea cucumber, super fam and super male plex, plus glucosamine chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Today, I say us, Kenny Kessler here in his studio in San Diego. I'm on my studio, I'm in it on my farm in Framingham, Massachusetts. Ken is here to monitor what's going on in the social media realm and also to help me when it comes to focusing on the big issues of the day, the important stories of the day. Hearing from a lot of the folks who used to listen to the other program that seems to be somewhat defunct. They like our approach because it's a little more casual and there's a little bit more heart to what we present. It's just that's our nature. I've been doing this program for 25 years. It's the second longest running syndicated talk radio program in the country. Limbaugh started in August of 1988. I started doing this program in October of 1988. So we have over the years refined, when I say we the people, not me, I never use we, or I'm not the Pope. I don't talk about we as me. If I'm going to talk about me, I'm going to say I. But what I'm more focused on is you and what I know you like. You want to know what's going on. And you want to kind of get the perspective of other people as well as you make up your opinion, make up your mind with an opinion. 888-302-3684. That makes good sense. So let's get to some of the things that you'll want to know a little bit more about today, including how well the stock market did yesterday. After the Fed kept the economic stimulus in place, changed a few things, but the folks on Wall Street loved it. They cheered the Fed's decision to maintain its $85 billion a month bond buying program. As you may remember, yesterday I said they were going to cut it down to $75 billion, and then for some reason, somebody got to Bernanke and some of the other governors of the board and said, you know what, you really ought to keep it where it is. So they did, and Wall Street said, hooray! So that's some people think that's a good economic sign. I don't know how it affects you unless you got a good 401k and some good investments. Maybe it affects you that way. Hopefully you do. 888-302-3684. The Navy Yard gunman, no warnings. Nobody really understands, including his mother, why he did what he did. During two hospital visits in the weeks before the rampage, Mr. Alexis complained of insomnia. He denied having any thoughts of harming himself or anybody else. That question apparently was asked. I don't ever remember anybody asking me when I went to the hospital to have an exam if I was going to do harm to myself. You ever been asked that, Kenny, when you went to the hospital for any reason? Do you plan on doing harm to yourself?
No, I don't think. I don't ever remember being asked that.
Mm.
All right, the continuing focus on scuttling Obamacare, fight looming in Congress over whether the right can yank the funding from the health care overhaul by shutting the government down. Not a great prospect, even though nobody dislikes, this is a double negative, so is it a positive? Nobody dislikes the day-to-day runnings of government more than me, and I think that's okay. What I'm saying is, government's out of control, very badly managed. All you have to do is look at the situation in Washington with the hiring of this guy. Who's managing that? That fellow should never have been working for that contractor, and never should have been on the base. Never. 888-302-3684. Egyptian security forces encircling a town near Cairo. There was the scene last month of an attack by suspected Morsi supporters. 15 police officers dead then. So today, a repeat performance? Yes, perhaps. Whilst we are in the Middle East, Mr. Assad, the dictator, was interviewed by Dennis Kucinich on Fox, said that terrorists, and not him, were to blame for last month's chemical attack. So if the weapons belong to the state, to the government, how did the bad guys get them? What's your answer to that question?
The other bad guys.
Excuse me. The other bad guys get them. Yeah. Right. Anybody got an answer? Let's take a shot at an answer for that. 888-302-3684. Let's see how Afghanistan is doing today. Might as well stay over there, right? U.S. Has been in Afghanistan since 2001, right after September 11th. The education system has been transformed. You know, I often say there's nothing good that's come out of Iraq or Afghanistan. Not sure that's completely correct. I am not always 100% correct. For example, the number of college students in Afghanistan has soared 26-fold. One-fifth of them women. Women never were allowed, before we went into Afghanistan, to get an education. They couldn't go to a regular public school, never mind get a college education. There are 204,000 people in college in Afghanistan. Now, we are so self-focused, I suppose. We don't think, well, you go to Europe, there are some colleges there. How many people would go to college in Brazil? You didn't even think about going, right? You don't even think there are colleges in Brazil. How many people would go to college in Rwanda? How many people would go to college in China? We all think that we're the only country, or Eastern Europe, and we, in our history, are the only ones who've got any colleges. No. I would wonder what it would be like to go to college. Wouldn't you want to try a semester in Afghanistan? Oh, we have these, huh?
No, thanks.
We have these opportunities to go a semester abroad, to go to Heidelberg in Germany, for example, or the Sorbonne, or we go to the London School of Economics, or we can do that. So why don't we make a deal with the Afghanistanis and send our kids over there to go to school for 6 months? What a great idea. Learn firsthand what it's like to have your country destroyed by Americans. Or, in this case, rather than a cynical sort of a shot, the country has been destroyed by Americans, but that's because they wouldn't give up bin Laden. Where is he? Let's go get him. Let's go get him now. Everybody's learning how. Come on.
Can you imagine how great the schools in America would be if we pumped the kind of money into our education, our education system, as we do into everybody else's?
Yeah. There's a thought and a half. Who's had that thought before? Good one, Kenny. Thank you. 888-302-3684. Let's see here. I had a button I was going to push that would bring me Bob. Bob on the mother of Alexis. All right, Bob, what's up?
Well, it's not just the mother, it's the VA. He had went to the VA.
He'd gone to the VA?
Yes, to talk to the doctors because he was hearing voices.
Yeah.
And they put him on antipsychotics.
Hmm.
And then they turned him loose.
Mm-hmm.
And he went home and refused to take the medicine. That's what his mother was saying when she was on TV. She couldn't make him take the medicine. That's when he left. He went to that motel. And what you guys are missing, he heard the voices in that motel, pumped two rounds into the closet with a 9mm. That's when the cops showed up.
So he heard the voices in the closet, and that's when he shot into the closet.
Right, and that's when everybody went nuts.
I think we've talked
they
about
were gonna, that. They were going to arrest him, but they didn't if he would turn the handgun over to them and go home with his mother.
Right.
So she took him home, and he abruptly left again.
Yeah.
Now, this guy had a history of problems back when he was in the Navy. What happened with the Navy not taking care of this guy, then the VA not taking care of this guy?
The VA doesn't take care of anybody. The VA sucks. They don't take care of anybody.
Exactly. They should have looked this guy up and never let him near a handgun, let alone a shotgun.
Yeah. All right, Bob, we got your passion. Thank you. 888-302-3684. Yep. Well, there was something that he said in there that was erroneous, but I don't remember what it is. I'm not sure he was 100% correct, but I think he was close enough. All of this stuff is going to be subject to scrutiny on top of scrutiny on top of scrutiny on top of scrutiny. And at the end of the day, guess what? 12 people are dead that ought not to be dead. Maybe 13, if he'd have been handled well as well. The VA sucks. And our country does this over and over and over again. You, as an American, are responsible because you're not working hard enough to make your government accountable. The VA facilities, some people tell you they're great, and in some places in the country they are, but most of them suck. Most of them don't get to the real problems. People say, well, I go in for treatment. How many times a week, a month, or a year do we hear people complaining about not being treated for post-traumatic stress disorder or the stuff that happens when you're in the theater of war? Why do you think there's so many suicides, hello, in the service? Because they can't get treatment for their afflictions. So they give up and they would rather dispatch themselves than to live the way they live. Right? 888-302-3684. Let me make one statement about what he said, hearing voices. There is a bit of common, and I was going to say wisdom, but it isn't, common misperception about hearing voices. A lot of people hear voices because there are a lot of people who are connected to the other side. And there are people on the other side who are talking, believe it or not. So you can make all the fun you want to out of people that do the do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. This guy may have been a much more complex person than we're giving him credit for being. And I'm not, by any stretch of the imagination, condoning what went on. But there are people who have these connections to the other side, sixth sense stuff, if you will, that when you go to some professor, something wrong with that guy. No. Or if there is, how do you explain it or work with him instead of just saying, no, you're crazy? If he's crazy, then I'm crazy, because I hear voices all the time. Or maybe some of them are yours. 888-302-368. I'm supposed to hear voices, I guess. All right, let me tell you about puffiness and bags under your eyes. Hard to get rid of? Not anymore. No, because Genucel Stel Stem Therapy has been introduced to the marketplace. What Genucel does is specifically target the area under your eyes. I'm rubbing my under eyes right now. Puffy eyes, bags under your eyes. Because of the new technology, Genucel becomes incredibly powerful. It has a clinical grade serum that's guaranteed to show results in a half a day. And if you work on your eyes every day for 12, 13, 14 days, you'll see a dramatic improvement, or you get your money back. This is a true new classic. GenuCell contains a bunch of different ingredients that significantly reduce the appearance of bags and puffiness, but most important ingredient, these patented plant stem cell technologists have worked on improving the brilliant long-term results of GenuCell, and so that's why you feel so good and you look so good after you call for GenuCell. Dial 800-543-9262. You get the number? 800-543-9262, so you can kiss off puffiness, kiss off bags under your eyes, and get a good feeling. And not only are you going to get GenuCell when you call 800-543-9262, you're going to get the legendary Esotique face cream, a jar of that, free for trying GenuCell. Try it, you'll like it, as they say. 800-543-9262.
Football is back. For tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snap. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands, the winning lineup this football season.
Do you have a used musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you for cash. You don't even need to be a musician. Look at attics and basements, because we're buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Trade-In Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll pay cash for qualified used gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. Plus, find awesome deals throughout the store, like ukuleles just $29.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
Banning phrases like Merry Christmas seemed like a fad at first, but political correctness has moved way beyond academic speech and corporate policies into the world of legal rulings and government-imposed speech codes. The news is filled with stories about banning references to religion, race, or gender in our public schools. Many of us played along for a time because we don't go out of our way to offend people, and it seemed easy enough to substitute Happy Holidays for Merry Christmas. But if we look through the lens of liberty first, we realize that this is no place for government. America's founders understood that people must be free to think and say what they please, or our most basic right, freedom of speech, will soon lose its importance.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Creeble Foundation.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
Name's Mark, and this here beastly hog is Princess. Easy, Princess. Slow to roll. So how does this chopper cowboy save on motorcycle insurance, you ask? Easy. I just strapped on my savings chaps called Geico and bam. I'm saving so much, my princess, well, she gets treated like a queen.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
The Doug Stephan Good Day program. I'm Doug. I am also called Dudley, and Kenny is also called Ken. Here, Jennifer back a week from next Monday. Meanwhile, the story from Ohio today about that man, remember earlier this week, Kenny, who confessed to the fatal drunk driving accident in a YouTube video? Pleaded guilty to aggravated vehicular homicide yesterday. His name is Matthew Cordell, 22 years of age. He also pled guilty to operating a vehicle under the influence of alcohol. Duh. He entered the preliminary plea of not guilty last week, which was sort of a procedural move that allowed some random judge to be assigned to the case. And so now this guy pleads guilty to aggravated vehicular homicide. Probably get a couple of years in the slammer, and that's it. Is that enough? People will probably say no. The guy should be thrown into jail, and they throw away the keys. But that's the story from Ohio. 51 after on Good Day.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us.
us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Tech Talk time here on the Doug Gooday program. It is Thursday. We've had a lot of information this week from Shelley Palmer, who is our reporter of record. So we're going to get to him, and then we're going to talk about that Twitter IPO here, as time allows. Shelley is going to talk to you first, though, about Microsoft's personal assistant for their phones called Cortana. Microsoft's answer to Siri and Google Now, apparently. So stand by for that coming up next here on Good Day.
If you've been looking for Pandora jewelry, look no further. You'll find it at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Life has its moments. Make them unforgettable with Pandora charms, rings, and bracelets from Jared. Jared has an outstanding Pandora collection.
It can only be Jared.
Visit Jared September 19th through the 22nd and receive a free Pandora clasp bracelet or bangle with your Pandora purchase of $100 or more while supplies last.
Sears Auto Center offers complete car care. But did you know we also carry convenience? We've got online scheduling, weekend appointments, and convenient deals, too. Right now, save up to $70 on road handler tires. Get $100 in Shop Your Way points. And we'll check your alignment, battery, and more for free. Come to Sears Auto Center for complete auto care. Hassles not included. Sears, where better happens. Offer ends 9/21. Members earn points on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms available at ShopYourWay.com. See store for details.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, one of the best parts of Android is Google Now. One of Apple's most innovative features in recent years has been Siri. So what does Microsoft have up its sleeve? Meet Cortana, a Halo-inspired personal assistant coming eventually to Windows Phone. As Windows Phone moves towards its blue release in the early part of next year, major upgrades and improvements are expected to hit the platform, and Cortana would fit right into this plan. Cortana will be able to learn from and adapt to your behaviors, and it's rumored that Cortana will be more than just a personal assistant. Reports say it's a key element to the makeover of the entire shell of the Windows platform, which means you may see it on Xbox, Surface, and PC too. Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer has hinted at a unified service-enabled shell, but neither he nor Microsoft has announced anything officially. As Windows Blue nears, expect to hear far more about Cortana. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Do you have a used musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you for cash. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics, basements, because we're buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Trade-In Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll pay cash for qualified used gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. Plus, find awesome deals throughout the store, like ukuleles just $29.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Hi, let's get to this report on the IPO for Twitter. Here's Matt Patrick, a financial talk show host, talking to strategist Clark Hodges about the announcement of the IPO for Twitter.
Twitter announces last Thursday in a tweet that they are going to offer shares, an initial public offering. We saw what happened back in May of 2012 with Facebook. Everybody all excited, you know, $16 billion in stock to investors only to see its share price fall. Is Twitter going to do a better job, do you think, with its IPO?
I think they will, and I think they will simply because they have that bad example to look at. And they've already picked Goldman Sachs as their underwriter, and trust me, Goldman Sachs has looked at that Facebook IPO from every angle and will do everything probably totally different. I think the first thing they'll do is they'll probably go public on the New York Stock Exchange instead of the NASDAQ. I think NASDAQ was part of the problem last year.
Now, Facebook shares have gone up. They were at, what, $44.75 last Thursday, which is well above the $38, the initial offering. So it has bounced back. So I guess that is the good news. And social media seems to be something that investors are excited about these days.
Yeah, you know, when you're the reason Facebook has really done so well in the last few months is they've shown an ability to create revenue, something they didn't even have when they went public. They didn't have any revenue from mobile advertising. And they've shown a tremendous ability to get up to 43% of their revenue now comes from mobile advertising. And so that's the real excitement thing there, that is a real growth area and will probably continue for the next few quarters.
All right, so I think it's interesting. You knew Facebook was going to go up anyway. All that stuff does. So let's wish them well and hope people that get in on the IPO for Twitter do well. 59 past the hour. You're doing well.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.